Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the irony, Lee. This week, coincidentally, by the way, we've been covering this for a while, happens to be the week that State Department officials, i.e. Marco Rubio, officially dismantled the remains of the Democrats' censorship apparatus. Now, if you turn on the television, I mean, this is amazing. Trump has made the Democrats own the 20% side of every 80-20 issue. They're advocating for criminals, violent illegal aliens who rape, human traffic. I mean, it's incredible. And now Trump's done it again. Democrats are now fighting censorship. Some of the same Democrats in all of the same networks that less than 3 years ago were advocating for censorship.
Demanding it.
So it was yours. Time to go ahead and silence the right. Anybody remember Nina Jankowicz? The Disinformation Committee, they were going to censor us all. By the way, this week, and it's like none of that's real. It's like none of that happened to listen to the Democrats right now. They're in horror that censorship would happen in America. But what they're talking about is nothing like what they did to us and advocated for less than 3 years ago. And yet when you hear them talking about it on TV, there's no acknowledgement of that. Hey, a few years ago, we wanted to censor Americans, but now we've changed our mind. There's none of that. That's what's so dishonest. So anyway, Trump and Charlie Kirk's death have caused the Democrats to switch sides on censorship. And the incredible part about that is literally as Marco Rubio right now, this week, announces they finally officially dismantled the unit at the State Department that became a tool of censorship against conservative voices, a very effective one. It was called the Global Engagement Center. The State Department announced Wednesday its decision to close the remnants of the Global Engagement Center. By the way, it was funded in part through USAID, more than $10 million to make sure you didn't have a voice. The Biden administration, according to National Review, rebranded it last year after it came under scrutiny for contributing to the censorship of conservatives online. Now, here's what's interesting. In the press release explaining, you know, why did it take this long to fully shut it down? You want to know why that is?
Why is that, Tara?
This is crazy, Lee, because the Global Engagement Center had cut contracts and agreements with foreign governments for them to help censor Americans from abroad. And it took a while to unwind those agreements and contracts. That's how deep and wide this censorship net was. In fact, on Battleground America, the way I've decided is they were building a new world government, a world government around censorship. The shared goal of censoring particularly conservative Americans, but just freedom-loving people the world over.
And what happens once you go outside the U.S. borders? You don't have to worry about the U.S. Constitution or American law.
Exactly. And so you can use foreign laws to censor Americans inside America by trying to apply those laws to social media that is worldwide. And so the Marco Rubio State Department explained, this is why it took us this many months to totally shut down the Global Engagement Center. We had to go back and basically go through the process of undoing all of those censorship agreements that Democrats had cut with Europe. And what, again, was the fallout of that? Again, if Elon Musk went to France right now, there's a decent chance he would be arrested. Because he is under criminal investigation there for allowing free speech in violation of French law. So It's incredible what they did here. And what the Global Engagement Center did was it helped the Democrats thug out using the federal government. You can't have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer knocking on your door and saying, hey, we need you to not advertise on Breitbart. We need you to go ahead and censor people, blah, blah, blah. So what they did was sent the Global Engagement Center instead. And what these bureaucrats would do was encourage on behalf of the federal government, which has huge regulatory powers, encourage sites and in particular advertising companies that handle big accounts not to advertise anywhere where conservative media is and not to advertise on X. And this is how they demonetized X using the power of the federal government. We know that because in the Global Engagement Center's quarterly reports, they took credit for demonetizing X and conservative news sites like Breitbart and Daily Caller to the tune of $100 million. And they took credit for silencing Donald Trump. And so Chuck Schumer, after all of that under Biden, Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, we had the unmitigated gall to go on CNN and scream. Little Chucky screaming about the horrors of censorship that the Democrats are supposedly undergoing. Well, I mean, it takes a special kind of psychological makeup and lack of self-awareness to do this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values. Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. That is not what democracies do. That is what autocracies do. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech. And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy. And I am just outraged by it. Again, this is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do. We are not that country.
But Trump didn't do this.
No.
The federal government did not do this.
No.
The owner of the program, ABC Television Network, and who owns the program, said, we're going to pull the program. And we had two large companies that own ABC Television affiliates that said, we're not going to air this anymore. So that's not Trump. That's not the FCC. That's not the federal government doing that. That is the marketplace.
And they're trying to use the fact that FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr went on some podcast and suggested that ABC should lose its broadcast license. But Lee, even Brian Stelter on CNN, a liberal who, by the way, has advocated for the censorship of conservatives, but not himself.
Right.
I even admitted that was never going to happen. Brandon Carr can talk all he wants. He's not getting the license. Here he is. I don't know why this won't play. Let's try this.
Well, the
again.
Whole thing about the licensing too is that's the individual television station.
And this is all about jawboning. It's all.
I'm sorry. Hold on. It just finally fired. I don't know what's going
no,
on.
I was just trying to make the point that this is different than a website or a streaming service, because this is over-the-air broadcast television stations, which are regulated and allowed to operate under the auspices of the federal government through the Federal Communications Act of 1934. And every television station, every radio station on the public airwaves is regulated by the FCC. And you have certain things that you're expected to do and not do. And once again, this is different than print media. This is different than streaming services. There's a whole different ballgame that you're talking about here. I'm sorry. I just want to make that point.
No, it's a great point. Here's Brian. Let's see if I can play. Here's Stelter.
And this is all about jawboning. It's all about public pressure. You know, actually revoking FCC licenses is extremely difficult. I wrote about this last fall when candidate Donald Trump was talking on the campaign trail about wanting to punish stations by taking away their licenses. And throughout the history of the country, ever since we've had broadcast television, license revocations are extraordinarily rare. Once you've got one, you're pretty much guaranteed to keep it. So the threat is not that the FCC is actually going to take away a license. It's about the public noise. It's about the shame and embarrassment. It's about Brendan Carr going on podcasts and embarrassing ABC. You know, there's a term for this. It's jawboning. And that's what we've seen happen today in a very real way.
So even he admits this was never going to happen.
He's not wrong about
that. He's not.
I wouldn't portray it as that, but still, he's not wrong about that.
He's not. Now, but like, let's compare this, okay, to the belly button. Remember the belly button? Twitter files. Elon Musk goes in. He buys X. And he releases the files on how the FBI had a nest of vipers, basically, inside of X. And we know from the Twitter files, and Matt Taibbi's reporting on them, and Michael Schellenberger's reporting on them, that they canceled, shut down the federal government via the belly button of the FBI, shut down tens of thousands of X accounts for wrongthink, canceled tens of millions of posts, took those posts down and appended other posts, many of which said true things about COVID with fake warnings. And you would also get a series of warnings if you were saying things that Democrats didn't like. Tens of millions of posts canceled. And how did that happen? If you were any one of a couple of dozen groups, you could submit a ticket, including several federal bureaucrats, to just have people's accounts canceled. One of those people was Democrat Adam Schiff, who personally had the power, Lee, as the head of the Intelligence Committee. And Paul Sperry was doing investigative reporting at Real Clear Politics. I'll never forget this. We've had him on the show before, talking about the criminality of what Democrat Schiff was doing and leaking a lot of this material. And he had a lot of the goods on him. And Schiff had Paul Sperry's account taken off X. That is actual censorship direct from the Democrat Party. And yet, Chuck Schumer, who was more than happy with all of that.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable.
Yeah, and it was when you did it, Chucky. It was. But like, you want to hear the best of the irony, Lee?
All right, let's hear it.
This is so much fun. So if we're to hear it, it's a page out of Xi's playbook, according to Democrat leader Schumer, to censor somebody or something by some stretch of the imagination, and Jimmy Kimmel got deplatformed, right? So that's an atrocity. Here's Chuck Schumer demanding the same thing for Tucker Carlson back in the day when he was still on Fox News.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth. And from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
You can't make this up.
No, I know. It's just.
So he literally demanded the deplatforming of someone, which he now calls, what is it again, Chuck?
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is just a spit.
I'm sorry, Xi's playbook involves the execution of people.
Yes.
That's his playbook. It's he didn't worry about censoring. It just, you know, ships them off to the prison or somewhere else where they're done away with.
You mean like the execution of people, like what happened to Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
That's the same end result, yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.